Southwest Volleyball still undefeated after a big weekend tournament at Sutherland, Coach. I think that's three tournament wins. You count Cambridge, you count McCook Invite, you count this one. So wasn't easy. You face Overton for the first time. You'll get them again here in a few days. But they give you some trouble, especially that first set, didn't they?
Yeah, Haley always has her teams well prepared. And, they play very good volleyball and it was a good match.
It's kind of become a little bit of a rivalry. I think that's like the third straight year. Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have faced off in the championship, and third or fourth straight year, it seems like it's a given every year for that one, isn't it?
Yeah, the last couple of years, most definitely, we've seen our fair share. And then it's interesting because then the next week we turn around and play each other regular season. Sometimes we split and sometimes one of us takes both, but it's always a good match.
Yep, they got the first set. You came back, won the next two. Boy, that third set just kind of got the ball rolling, and everything was going your way, and it was over quickly in that third.
Yeah, I think we served pretty aggressively in that third set, and they struggled a little bit passing-wise. We had a few ace serves in there, and everything just seemed to go our way.
This is a tournament you get a chance to see some new teams. I know you had, I think, South Loop in the opener. You got that past them pretty good. And then St. Pat's is a team that's right around, got 9 or 10 wins, a team that's not too bad and played you tough that semifinal round, didn't they?
Yeah, we had a chance to see North Platte St. Pat's second round. Always a good group to go up against. Pretty athletic. Got some young girls out on the floor, so we managed to take a little bit of advantage of that and managed to come out on top.
Of course, that is another team with another past grad. Silber Erling is the assistant coach over there. So another part of Coach Tracer's coaching tree. Had a chance to coach against her on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, I was telling the girls, I said, you see that little right side? Well, she's not very little. She's pretty tall. Little right side hitter there. I said her parents are originally from Indianola, so it was good to see them. And a lot of Old Republican Valley blood out on the floor.
You got two dates coming up this week. You're going to go to Kansas, not Oberlin, once again for dates. Oberlin and St. Francis. That's kind of a night where you probably don't get a lot of game film. We kind of go in a little bit blind on this one, don't you?
No, I have film on both teams. So we've had to take a look at both teams. We don't get to see them very often, but we did manage to see Decatur community at the McCook Invite, so we were able to watch a little bit of that, and then of course have the film from that, and got some film on St. Francis, so being prepared for that, and hopefully know a little bit about those teams when we come into tomorrow.
Then, of course, on Thursday, it's a big one. Your Pink Out night, pretty special night. You have two really good teams coming to town. You got Overton coming back. You'll see Alma for the first time. But overall, the theme of the night for Pink Out is pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a good night. Of course, it's basically our only home match of the year, unless we happen to host our conference tournament or possibly our sub-district. So it'll be a special night. It should be packed, hopefully. Always good volleyball with those two teams, so it'll be a good night. And then, of course, it's our Dig Pink night, so special night. Trying to raise some funds for the Side Out Foundation and Breast Cancer Research.
Yep, you've been doing this for years and years and years, and again, pretty special cause, and a lot of folks donate money for this to help raise more money for the foundation, don't they?
Yeah, we do a volleyball kind of like a memorial or a survival wall to help raise funds, and then we also sell our t-shirts to help raise some funds, all for our Side Out Foundation and metastatic breast cancer research. It's always a good night for us.
And again, volleyball, wow, you got three big matchups. Haven't faced Alma yet. They're doing pretty well right now, and to get the rematch with Overton. Alma will play Overton as well. Boy, three matches. Probably, I would bank on all three going three sets, probably.
This is always probably our toughest triangular, because all three teams are so fundamentally sound and have been good and have a good background. So it's always fun night to go to watch volleyball. And yeah, usually all three of them end up going three sets. So it's a lot of volleyball.
Alma, that they're going to be a team you're reckoning with in the RPAC East when it comes to seedings and stuff like that, the way they're playing right now.
Yep, they're playing very well right now. Southern Valley's been doing pretty well. Cambridge has come along. So the East side, you know, is going to have some tough volleyball.